Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2236, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, I've always been obsessed with Batman, but I wasn't always interested in the stuff I talk about on this show: nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was at that time I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did. In order to do that, I wanted to make sure I had some credibility. This isn't meant to be a humble brag, but instead, make sure that you understand where my perspectives come from and hopefully feel as though I know what I'm talking about. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health, and to really cover all of my bases, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been teaching in higher education for over 15 years, and I'm currently faculty within the California State University system. I published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the things I talk about on this podcast. So again, not a humble brag. All of this is to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and answer the questions you send in like today, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. And with that, finally, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Kristen from Colorado writes, "Hi there, thank you for the wonderful and informative podcast. It helps me so much every time I listen. I have a diet question. I'm in my 40s and transitioning to a vegan diet, and I feel so great. I feel lighter, more energetic, and healthy. I found I crave sweets and processed foods less too. Is there anything I need to be aware of as I make this change, such as supplements? Thank you." Thank you for taking the time to send in your question, Kristen, and thank you so much for your kind words. I'm so glad you find this podcast helpful. I'm thrilled, in fact, that you're finding a vegan diet so helpful. Studies have shown that those that follow a well-planned vegan diet tend to be quite healthy, and they tend to live longer lives. But I need to start by talking about the differences between a vegan and a vegetarian, because in my experience, many are confused by these concepts. Following a vegan diet means folks don't eat any foods that come from an animal. This means that vegans will avoid meat, poultry like chicken and turkey, eggs, fish, cheese, yogurt, and milk. Why? All of these came from an animal, obviously. But there are different degrees of veganism. For example, some will avoid eating honey because that comes from bees, which are part of the animal kingdom. Others may avoid refined sugar altogether. You're probably thinking, wait, what? Why sugar? Sugar comes from a plant, sugar cane. Well, during processing, to give sugar that white color and that perfect texture, what they do is they process that sugar by using animal bones. So now it's been exposed to animal flesh. Surprising, I know. All right, other vegans may not purchase any products that contain anything made from an animal or anything that's been tested on animals. So it is common for a vegan to avoid buying jackets, purses, and shoes made of leather or fur since again, these are made from animal hides. All right, vegetarians on the other hand, don't eat any animal flesh. Usually vegetarians won't eat meat, chicken, turkey, and fish because these are all forms of animal flesh. But some vegetarians may still eat eggs. Others may avoid eggs, but still eat yogurt or drink milk. So there are different types of vegetarianism as well. All right, so back to your question, Kristen. You said you're a vegan, so I'm going to assume you're avoiding all meat, poultry, eggs, fish, cheese, yogurt, and milk. Now, I mentioned earlier that those that follow a well-planned vegan diet, even though it seems exclusive, tend to be quite healthy. Now, there are two important points that I need to make here. The first is that while those that follow a vegan diet tend to be in good health, we don't know if that's because of their diet or because vegans also tend to follow healthy lifestyles in general. For example, vegans in general are usually pretty active too. Following a vegan lifestyle may also have weight loss as a side effect. And we know that overweight and obesity often lead to other more serious problems like heart disease, some forms of cancer, and arthritis. So weight loss will reduce the risks for those diseases. We also know from lots and lots of studies that following a plant-based diet can prevent a number of diseases on its own. The catch here is that if you were to follow a vegan diet, again, it must be well planned. Let me give you an example. You can eat all plant-based foods, but still have a poor diet. You could eat vegan pasta for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but it doesn't mean you're consuming a balanced diet. You could still be missing important vitamins, minerals, proteins, and essential fats. So, Kristen, I would want to be sure your diet is well balanced with a variety of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and possibly, depending on your activity level, enough protein. The most common deficiencies we see in those following a vegan diet over the longer term are vitamins B12 and D, iron, omega-3 fatty acids, and calcium. Why? Because for many of us, we get these nutrients from animal products. So what I would recommend is first, consider taking a multivitamin every day. This will likely cover your iron, vitamin D, and calcium needs. Next, find a quality vitamin B12 supplement. The most active form of B12 comes from animal products. You may have heard that some sea vegetables, like algae, contain B12. This is true, but it's not a form that the body can use, so you need to supplement the right form of B12. A sublingual form, meaning one you take under the tongue, is fine. And sublingual B12 is something you can buy over the counter. The other way to be sure you're getting enough B12 is to receive injections from your healthcare provider every so often. The next supplement I would consider would be one containing omega-3 fatty acids. Again, finding quality is important here. There's no need to buy a megadose version, but try and find one that says it's enteric coated and contains both EPA and DHA. EPA and DHA are types of omega-3 fatty acids. You can find omega-3 fats in sea vegetables, so if you consume seaweed or algae on a regular basis, you might not need this supplement. Now, I keep saying, find a quality supplement. This could be a whole other podcast, but for now, a really easy trick is to look for a supplement with one or both of these symbols on the outside of the supplement packaging, USP or NSF. These symbols mean the product has been tested for quality. That way you can feel confident you're taking something that's relatively free of impurities. So here's the real first step, Kristen. I would talk to your doctor about your current diet and ask about these supplements. They'll probably perform a complete health history and may want to run some blood tests first before deciding which supplements to take, how often, and in what dosages. And this would all be proper procedure. I would give your doctor kudos for doing these things. I wish you all the best. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much again for the question, Kristen. Now, if you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. If you're in the US, and as long as we still have some available, we'll physically mail you one of our Optimal Living Daily workbooks just for sending in a relevant question. If you're outside of the US, we'll email you a digital version. You can also have your own voice on the podcast. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record a question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. And that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.